We're back now with our conversation about bike shares. And as the programs take root in cities from New York to Chattanooga, some are concerned that they're only serving the yuppier parts of cities. The Daily Show poked fun at New York's city bike program in this interview with a man in the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood of Brooklyn.
Where's city bike where we really need a city bike? Ain't no city bike in the hood.
So you're saying people in your neighborhood actually need the bike
we
program?
We need the bikes.
Why can't you guys just take the subway?
Take the subway? The J train? Where the f*** am I going to go on the J train?
That's the Daily Show's Al Madrigal speaking with a Brooklyn resident. Well, in Chicago, city officials acknowledge that their bike stations are focused on serving city business centers, not poorer neighborhoods. But Ebony Sinai Hawkins says there's a bigger problem: poor access to bikes among African Americans. She recently launched the Chicago branch of Red Bike and Green, a national group promoting cycling in the Black community. She joins us now from WBEZ in Chicago. And Ebony, why do you think it's important to promote cycling among African Americans?
With Red Bike and Green, health is a really big part. And so the propensity of obesity and diabetes in the African-American community is huge. So whether you're using biking as a recreational thing or you're thinking about biking as I'm just going to bike to work twice a week, that can make a huge difference in your physical health. Some of the barriers that I've experienced, specifically here in Chicago, some of the barriers to access, sometimes people say that I don't own a bike. Where do I get a bike from? Or you have people who purchase bikes from places like, you know, Target or Walmart that aren't made very well, so they break down very quickly. Another thing is access. If your bike breaks down, then where do you go and get it repaired? These are all questions that come up.
Well, tell us about what you've been doing to try to increase cycling among African Americans.
Part of Red Bike and Green, like I said, is that cycling for us is a community building tool. So we have our monthly community rides in each of the cities. And so when people see, they actually see Black people on bikes who look like them, that goes a long way. And also knowing that we're not riding fast, we're riding at a decent pace that you can join in. We've had people just join in on our community rides, whether it's a kid on a BMX for a couple of blocks or an old timer on a vintage Schwinn who decides to roll with us the entire way, not having any idea what we're about. They just see a whole bunch of Black people on bikes and they just like to join in. So
why are you trying to achieve that, though? I mean, I guess that's my main question here is, what is it that you think would be better if we had a world in which a lot more African-Americans were using bikes?
It's about public life. It creates a different kind of community when you do have people on bikes, right? So when people look to Amsterdam as an example, they're looking at the social fabric. You know, there, if you want to make a really huge leap, there's also the possibility of affecting like violence prevention. You know, there's more eyes on the street. I used to work for the Better Boys Foundation, and they have a Earn a Bike program. And one of my apprentices was stopped on his way home biking in North Lawndale. And it was basically profiled because they just don't see young Black men on bikes. They're not used to it. And so, you know, for me, I ask the question, why aren't they used to it? Why aren't there more kids biking? You know, why aren't people biking with their kids to school? So there's a lot to be considered. And I think that when you encourage cycling specifically, it also brings up a host of other questions that also need to be addressed. It brings up questions of livable communities, people's commutes. Why are people spending a disproportionate amount of their income on transportation? And so when we have this conversation around bike share, it's really about how do we bundle that into promoting biking in general in neighborhoods that could benefit from biking.
Well, Ebony Sinai Hawkins, who launched the Chicago branch of Red Bike and Green, that's a nationwide group that promotes bicycling in the Black community. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.